Nirvana is what there is. It's here. It's now. So the ideal person of Mahayana is called a bodhisattva. This originally meant somebody on the way to becoming a Buddha. But in Mahayana, it has a different meaning. It means somebody who has become a Buddha, but has gone back into the world. In the spirit of compassion, to help all other beings to become awakened. Well, now that's an endless task. It's like filling a well with snow, you know. Put snow into a well and never fills up. So when the Zen monastery, they've said their homage to the Buddha, the Dharma, that's say the Buddha's doctrine or method, and the Sangha, the order of followers of the Buddha, then they take five vows. And one of them is, however innumerable sentient beings are, I vow to liberate them all. Well, so you see there's no end to that. Never comes a time when all sentient beings are liberated. But actually, from the standpoint of one who is a Buddha, he sees everybody as liberated. In other words, if I were to be a Buddha, I wouldn't say, now look everybody, I'm a Buddha, and I'm more experienced than you, and I know more than you, and you owe me respect on that account. On the other hand, I would see you all as being exactly right where you are. All of you Buddhas. And even those of you who don't know it, it would be right for you not to know it at this moment. In talking about Buddhism in past seminars, I explained that it's absolutely fundamental to an understanding of Buddhism to recognize that its whole method of teaching is dialectic. That is to say, it consists of a dialogue between a teacher and a student. And the method of this dialogue is called upaya, that is to say, skillful means used by the teacher to bring about the enlightenment of the student. The word upaya, meaning expert pedagogy in teaching, but meaning deceit when used in a political context. And since Buddhism is a dialogue, what you ordinarily understand as the teachings of Buddhism are not the teachings of Buddhism. They are simply the opening gambit or the opening process of this dialogue. And the point being that Buddhism is not a teaching. Its essence consists in a certain kind of experience, in a transformation of consciousness, which is called awakening.